Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America, and we are now on the air. We are live this morning across the nation, and we thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners, our studio audience, our GGs, and everybody that comes in love, because the Word says that God so loved the world. We didn't happen to be in John this morning, right, Laura? That He gave. And here come the GGs, the gift givers.
Yes.
That is such a great characteristic of Christ.
Rain or snow.
Come on, man.
What
you say? So we salute everyone here today that showed up in the thunderstorm. Because one thing about the storm, there's a blessing in the storm.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
And thank you, Papa Jack.
Yes.
We got the citrus. Hey, bam. Yes. So we just thank you, Lord. And one thing about the rain, can I get a drum roll? Oh, if you got seed in the ground, you better get ready.
Woo!
Because today represents the harvest. Because the only way when you get the seed in the ground, you got to get it watered.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning, Butterfly,
Mama Susan. Good morning, Butterfly. We're so excited that everyone's tuning in this morning.
Yes.
And we want to just say, today is the day that
the
Lord has
made,
and we're going to rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Woo! And one thing about the rejoice, what do we say, Laura? It's a choice.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of people wake up and they wake up and say, oh, Lord, my leg hurts, my back, my neck and my back. Okay?
Or I can in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I can do a stop.
Come on.
You know what? My grass is so green and beautiful. Woo! I love it. I love it.
Come on now.
Earth and green.
So we just have to shift our mindset, you know, and when we shift our mindsets, we begin to be in the things that, see, there's this such thing called the law of attraction. We attract what we see.
Yes.
And really what the Bible says, there's power in what we see.
Yes.
What we release into the atmosphere, it comes back. So be careful today what you see.
Yes. And I got to share this.
Come on, Laura.
I got to share this. When I was first a baby Christian coming to a city chapel back then, there was a little boy named Stephen. He's grown now. Every time I see the rain, it reminds me of what he would sing. If we were like in class and it was raining, he would sing, it is raining all around me. Why don't Jesus, it's a lot of rain. So I see the rain and I'm like, it is raining all around me. Why don't Jesus, you know, let it rain, Lord, let it rain. With your presence, with your Holy Spirit, with your word, just shower me with your love, with the love letters are
fire. Come on now.
Adios, get
lubricant.
It's platinum.
Come on.
I see the rain and I'll be singing.
You better know
it. My grandbabies are looking at me and they're going to get the song. They're going to get it. But I love it. I love it when I see the rain now. And Stephen, I love you. If you're watching, God bless you.
Bless
you. Ever since I look at the rain the same.
Yeah.
You know, I just say, well,
right
on Jesus.
It's a revelation. You know how, Lord, you say every morning we wake up and we're learning, knowing, and grow.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been a believer or a Christian, which is a Christ follower. Okay? It doesn't matter. Every day we wake up, we should, you know, understand that there's something. He says it in His Word that it's new every day.
Yes.
So get you some brand new stuff, a brand new revelation, a brand new word. Get you some brand new man.
Yes.
And
wake up thanking the Lord. Like me and my granddaughter, Angelina already knows, when I go drop her off at school, on the way there, we're going to thank God for waking us up, for the school, for my vehicle, for the teachers. I mean, everything is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Like, we just got to glorify God and just thank Him.
Absolutely.
No matter what we're going through, we got to thank Him that we have hope. And that's what me and her say. Lord, there's always hope in the Word of God, even on His promises, which are
what? Tell us, America. Which are what?
Promises, how many?
Come on, 3,000. You ain't no y'all. It's 73.
Get you one.
Get you one. That's right.
And we're sure there's plenty more.
We know.
Everybody's so relaxed.
We know there's plenty more. Okay.
So that's why, you know, me and my granddaughter, there's going to be prayer on the way to God, and then me on the way back and any other time, you know.
Yeah.
But God is good.
I mean, moments of encouragement. So I was this morning, my experience, we always talk about our experience in the morning. My experience was like, I'm so excited because I have a new treatment. So, you know, I have these goals, but y'all know it's late, and we try to sleep the last minute. But
But, you know, the Holy Spirit was in my ear this morning as I'm laying in the bed. He said, really, Marla? He said, you're grateful. He said, you're so thankful. But you want to sleep. Get up. I get up, and I tie my tennis shoes up, and before you know it, I'm on that stretch.
Woo!
And I'm walking a mile this morning, and I'm so grateful, because we have to steward our body. You know, when you shift your mind and know, you know what, you got to start somewhere,
yes.
America, church,
yes.
People of God.
Yes.
We have to start somewhere caring for ourselves,
yes.
Because we're the temple,
yes.
You know, and making those, you know, changes in our mind.
Yes.
You know, that's what stewards and runners the body. So I'm just so excited about today. You know, even before I showed up at the mansion, I had victory, right? I had some victory this morning.
Yes.
So I just thank God for encouraging me.
Yes.
You know, but sometimes we got to encourage ourselves.
Yes. And we want to encourage everybody that's tuning in.
Yes.
Brother Gary, with
good morning,
the
Son. Brother Gary.
For When We Love Ministry.
Yes.
We love you.
Good morning.
Thank
good
you
morning.
For tuning in, and God bless you
and
for Sandy, all you do.
Listen, Sandy said, where is Noah's Ark? Well, we got to build our own on it. Okay, our own sanctuary.
You better be ready.
Yeah. And let the people come on in the room when
yes.
you build it. So
yes.
that's what's so powerful. You know, and speaking of that, Sandy, one thing about Noah, when he built the ark, it wasn't about him building it for him.
That's right.
When he built it out of obedience,
yes.
you know, because, you know, for a man to build an ark for rain. But one thing I found out about Noah, Noah was already a boat builder.
Mm-hmm.
He built boats, and he went to the marketplace in the city, and he would go sell the boats. So, you know, be careful in your gifting and know what you're called to do, because God will call you to be.
Yeah.
In whatever place that he has gifted you in. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody not called to build a boat, but we all called to help.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And be unified as the body.
And,
so,
and it's so beautiful how God prepared him. He believed. He believed. He was obedient.
Yeah.
And then when the rain came and the storm came, man, he drowned because they didn't believe.
Yeah.
So we have to stand on God's promises and believe and hold on and keep moving.
Yeah.
Yes.
So powerful. So Laura, what would you like to say to your people?
Buenos días.
Yes.
A toda la familia alrededor del mundo, Reynosa. My tío called me this morning from Nuevo Laredo. He said he'd be tuning in and he's learning what we're saying, and he loves us. He said, we love you, tío.
Yes,
Martin. Martin is his name. And we love you. So gracias a todos que están viendo de Reynosa.
Amen.
Bendiciones para todos y sigan leyendo la palabra de Dios, que son las promesas de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Y bendiciones para todos ustedes. Y acuérdense que tenemos esperanza con Dios, con su palabra.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory.
Los queremos mucho.
Aleluya.
Gloria
so,
a Dios.
Laura, I have a date at the bank. Remember my testimony last week about going to the bank?
Yes.
Good morning, Mama Dali.
Yes.
And I was at the bank, and the Lord, you know, I was trying to help somebody because of my disobedience, okay? Because when I went to the bank, the Lord, the Holy Spirit already spoke to me and told me what to do, and I didn't do it because I'm trying to reason. So one of the things we want to bring attention to in the body of Christ today, you got to have your spirit of discernment crunk up in this hour. Because the voice of reason will come.
Oh, yes.
And try to, and it will imitate and duplicate the Holy Spirit. It will try to reason with you and tell you what not to do. See, that's why it's so important that you hang, when you are hanging out with
yeah.
God, you know his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Yes. Yes.
That's what he said. So anyway, y'all know the testimony last
yes.
week. I'm trying to fast
yes.
forward a little bit about the disobedience
yes.
of going into
yes.
the bank, and the Lord told me to take that T-shirt. It's not even about the shirt, it's about the obedience. Because see, God's not trying to get something from you, he's trying to get something to you. And
yes.
it's in the obedience,
yes.
and it's
yes.
in the yes.
yes.
So I take the shirt to the bank, and the Spirit falls, so we have church in the bank, because you got to remember, you're the church.
Yes.
The church can go wherever you go. It's not just a building, it's every building.
Every building.
Hallelujah. So we get that, and so when I go back the next week, the ladies in there, the two ladies, are like, oh, my God, I just got my mama, everybody. Each one, reach one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know how powerful a shirt is?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know it was that powerful until the Lord woke us up one day and gave us, he said, I'm going to give you a tool. And people make shirts all around the world, but it's something about the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on now.
Yes.
It's something about it. Miss
yes.
Brenda got hers on today. Miss Brenda, can you come around here and rep?
Yes.
Come
yes.
around here and
yes.
rep.
Yes.
Yes. So it's something about the shirt. And I'm just,
I was running and I was on fire this morning. And I was like, Lord, I gotta
be careful because I'm upstairs and I'm like, I know the people like, what is going on up there? I'm telling you, when you get caught up, but then the Holy Spirit will make you mindful. You know, because you have to do things keeping it in order, even when you worship your prayer, whatever you're doing for the kingdom. God will not let you be foolish, dishonorable, or disrespectful. You can still do all that and worship him, and he will get the glory.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll get into the word. I'm back. Okay. Woo! Okay, it says, here we go, and I'm going to slow roll this so we can break it down because your heart and your mind got to be penetrated today. Because we say, today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. But you got to get a revelation in the midst of all of it. What is God saying today? If today is a new day. It's a new manna, same word, same God yesterday, today, and forever. But this is called the time of dispensation, which means God knew that the world would change. He created it. I don't know why we acting brand new. Ooh, they built some new stuff. Welcome the new stuff. But see, revival is knocking at the door.
Woo!
Right in this hour. Okay, so here we go. But the what coming? The hour coming.
Time.
Hey.
Right,
and when and now. So I guess you think you're going to keep putting it off. But it says right now. And now is when the what? The true worshiper. Okay, we're going to start right there.
Woo!
What kind of worshiper are you?
Woo!
Are you just playing around? Are you getting caught up in the dance? No, really. God is like, what are you doing? A true worshiper sometimes and most times don't have to say that.
Amen.
You're like, really? You can make it go. What? A true worshiper. Why would God tell us? Because if the opposite of true is what? Fake. So, what kind of worshiper are you? Are you a true worshiper? Are you just holding your heart and allowing? Because God is a God of the heart.
Yes.
Because we can go through the theatrics and spin cartwheels and turn around and do all of that, but if your heart ain't right, worship. Come on now. So we're going to get a little bit deeper into what the word talking about, and this is in red, and Jesus is talking to us. He says, but the hour coming, and now the first shall what? Worship the Father. In what? In spirit. But we started to stop right there. So you got to be led by the Spirit. So we talk about this every week, and we're going to talk about it again today. We're going to keep talking about it until you get it. You are a spirit having a natural experience. We are spiritual beings. Why do we try to complicate it and make it so hard? I don't know how to hear from God. We do that. How do you know when God is talking to you? Well, you know. It's just like, and we use the analogy, it's in the book, get you one, get you one. We use the analogy of the natural parent. Okay, I have spiritual parents, natural parents, and even in the spiritual parent,
yes.
Laura,
because
they like it right now, they show up for the natural. Hello! I can be six blocks up, and if I hear Papa Jack voice, I'm going to know that's Papa Jack.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I ain't got with it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm with it. So I'm going to know him. And it's the same way in the spirit. If you stay in the spirit, because it tells you here that God is a what? A spirit. He's not natural. He just created this so that we can be legal on the earth. We have this the earth suit, everybody. This the earth suit. Because you don't even know the real Pastor Marlo. Because you may be looking at me and I'm blinged out. Y'all know, bling earth. I'm blinged out on the outside, but I may be crying on the inside. So that's why we have to sharp and crank it up our discernment, because you can hear in the spirit, you can see in the spirit, because those, and it says here, the God is the spirit, the worship, we shall worship the Father in spirit and in what? Truth. Don't come around here playing. And it says, for the Father seeketh. Did you know that God is seeking you if you true? See, that was my revelation this morning. I'm thinking it's all about us seeking God. But yeah, we do. Because what is Matthew 6? Mama God, repping the day. Matthew 6 and 33 says, what? Seek ye first. It's talking to you, believer. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't leave that out, please. and everything else, what? Shall. And the word shall in the Greek means take place.
Yes.
You shall have all things, not many things, not something. So stop thinking this stuff in the world. Because when you speak the kingdom, everything else shall follow.
Amen.
Hello. So when I found out that God is seeking me too, y'all already know. What? See, that's that new manna and that new revelation, the new grace. It'll fall if you just have the ear to hear. What God is saying to you, and then verse 24 says, because God is what? A spirit.
Yes.
And they, I hope you part of the they, these outgoing they, they that worship him, and here's the commandment, must worship him in what?
Spirit.
And in truth. So stay in the spirit and stop playing around. And then this will happen when we when you see the true worshipers, because up in 23, God's talking about the true worshipers.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not true, you're not going to get no revelation. If you're not true, you're not going to get no secrets.
Yes.
Amos 3 and 7 tells us that God has secrets.
Yes.
Laura,
yes.
Don't be acting brand new like, really? I didn't know God had secrets. Well, yeah, he God.
And you will miss many divine appointments and connections.
Yes.
Tell you.
But see, we got to put in the work, church.
Yes.
We got to get up and seek him early in the morning. Ain't that
yes.
what the Bible says?
Yes.
Seek him early and you will find him.
Yes.
He ain't hiding behind the cleft of the rock. He will hide you.
Yes.
But he ain't hiding.
Amen.
You got to know that. You know, I'm just so passionate about revelatory knowledge right now. The hearts of his people,
yes, yes.
And we just procrastinate like we got. Oh, that's just something my grandmother
yes.
used to say. They used to say that Jesus, you know, he coming soon. Well, he is. That's why we get, and I thank God for not revealing that to us. You know why, Laura? Because we'll be trying to change that appointment too. Is that when you can't tell when you're going to sin or do sin? You got to figure out what you're going to do with that too. So this is a time. That's why you have to be led by the Spirit. But if you're not in the spirit, then you're not going to be led. It's real simple. We complicate this walk, and it's the greatest walk ever. You gotta shift your way of thinking. And some people like say, I can't wait to be a millionaire. Well, if you're already in Christ, he said that we're heirs and joint heirs. What is an heir? An heir is an inheritance.
Yes.
So we're heirs. And that's why you can get up and minister and say, I'm the richest woman
yes.
on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm trying to move over, Lord, to Eastern Rome, but
yes.
I got this fire on
me. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. And it's power.
Yes.
And listen, it's what activates your faith. And did you know that your faith is your power?
Yes.
When you open that faith up, we were teaching Sunday about the faith, the stuff that we have faith in. We are ridiculous. We don't even really know that we have faith in the car. I'm not trying to teach it. I'm trying to just do what I'm trying to do. We got faith in the car. We got faith in the chair we're sitting in right now. There's no way that when we came in, and I'm trying not to repeat myself, but I got to tell it like the Holy Ghost said tell it. There's no way that I would have never thought that this varsity would not hold me up when I came to that. So what is that? That you, I'm confident. I believe that this child is going to hold me up. I believe that my car was going to get me here. I believe that the light was going to come on when I came.
Yes.
But nobody is believing in God.
Yes.
God said it. He meant it. It's up to us if we believe it.
Yes.
So the hour is when? Now.
Yeah.
Come on now. And stop letting people tell you that tomorrow is not promised. Because it is. You know how I know? Because Jesus ain't came yet. And when Jesus comes, what do we say? That's a wrap. That's why they call it the rapture. Because we will be caught up. And then the dead in Christ will rise. Woo! Hallelujah. That's what the word says. He meant every word of it. He's a God. He told you even in his word that he's not a liar. So that's why he's calling out the truth. He's calling out the true worshipers. So we're going to wait on God. And what are we doing while we wait? We worship, we pray, we love. Because here it says in John 16, the love of the world that he was, that he gave. So why don't you start giving some stuff? Even if you just bring some here.
Woo!
Bam.
Hallelujah.
Because we're blessed to be a blessing. And if you decide that you want to do work today, just let me know. You got to stir the audience and they're going to beat you to it. I promise you. Because they show up, and they come get it, and they go get it and come back with it.
Yeah.
They do everything, and they get loaded with dynamite. Uh-oh. Did I say dynamite?
Kelly.
Woo! Hey. The word, that's why it's fire.
Yeah.
It will burn up, singe up. I'm telling you, if you want to let your light shine, you got to get ready to get burned up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a diamond.
Yeah.
Come on now. Don't the diamond go through some stuff?
Yeah.
When they go over there and wherever they go find it, it's a black coal. And it's got to go through the purifying. It's just like gold. We playing around over here. What we fight over and kill over, we walk on in heaven. Come on! We walk on gold. It's under our feet. In heaven, but we fight over it and kill each other here. That's so... Come on, we got to get it together. Come on, Lord. I'm going to throw it away. Go
Well, I got to share this
here.
Because this is from the Holy Spirit. And y'all know me. Y'all know me. Those that do life with me, y'all know I'm under construction just like every one of you, but y'all know my heart is gold. So on Sunday, sister, let me tell you what took place Sunday because I'm being led by the Holy Spirit and glory to God. So on Sunday, I went to City Chapel and it was powerful service and my son Thomas got ministered to and it was awesome. So my whole family went. I had a van full of people. Thank you, Jesus. And then as I got home, I came home and of course I had to watch the House of Glory on Thank God for Media. I watched you preach on House of Glory, you know, and I watched that. And then all day I was just like hungry for God, you know. You know, I'm so in love with him that I think about him. I want to hear about him.
Yeah.
I want others to share what God's saying to them. And I'm just so in love. It's not like before when I first.
Come on now.
I had just, you know, gave my heart, you know, and Susan and Pastor Mike would come pick me up. And I would say, man, these people go to church so much. Oh, my God, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday prayer, Wednesday prayer, you know. But I was not in love with Jesus yet. Well, now nobody has to invite me, okay? I'm so in love with Jesus. I run wherever he tells me to go. And I want to know more and more because I know nothing. So then I listened to you, Pastor. It was a powerful message. And I'm yes, amen. And I'm in the living room. And my daughter-in-law, Thomas, and they're on the table eating and listening. And they're like, okay. All right. They're like, they wanted to say something, but they didn't, okay? But I could see it in the face. And then I tune into something else. The guy told me to look, and I'm looking. And then I'm sitting in the living room. The Holy Spirit reminded me. So there's going to be a prayer today. Remember the prayer that's going to take place with San Sebastian,
right?
And because they're warriors. You're going to be connected to kingdom-minded people, okay? Because this on earth, we're ambassadors passing through. And everything is kingdom work for me and for you and for all of us that are obedient, okay? And so I was like, okay. So I told my sister, I'm going to go to prayer at 6. And my son Thomas went, Mom, you going to church at 10? That's too much. And of course, I'm not going to judge my son because I've been there, okay? He's not in love with Jesus yet, but he will be one day, okay? Because he has no choice. He has a praying mama just like I had a praying grandmama. And now I'm in love with Jesus, and I know the prayers of grandmama and my mama that's why I'm serving God because he's faithful. And so I said, yes, I'm going to another service. The Holy Spirit's telling me to go. And he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. You're right. You know, I'm thankful that I have a mom that loves Jesus. Okay? And I said, yes, I love Jesus because God's dealing with me. You know, I still have issues that he's dealing with me. Can I be transparent, y'all?
We do.
I don't know about y'all, but I still got some stuff. Okay? And I'm going to let him manifest. I'm going to let him teach me, guide me, lead me so I can help others. Okay? Because we're blessed to be a blessing. So I was obedient. I told my sister, okay, I'm going to just like, go. So the Holy Spirit said, and the reason I'm sharing this, I want to boast on Jesus because if he's doing it for me, he wants me to help others because he wants to do it for you. God told me to go. God said, when you go, I'm going to release the key to you when you go there. I told nobody. And I'm telling you this because sometimes God wants to guide you, lead you to places that you can know to be. And I'm just speaking for